Welcome to the Knack for Business podcast, where we talk with experts around the globe about relevant business topics to help you succeed in your business. The hosts are Bernie Franzberg and Wayne Pratt,
where we explore business ideas and share those ideas globally. Knack for Business is about sharing knowledge, networking, architecture, connecting, and being creative. That is what Knack stands for. The common threads of any business are people, money, and continuous change. In a diverse world, we are unique and face the same wins and challenges. In this podcast, we invite you to learn about what is out there and how connecting with people and ideas helps us. So we cover a range of business topics from yourself, finances, legal, real estate, IT, social media, and anything else you want to add to that list that supports your work. Even your competitors have something to offer you. My name is Bernie Franzberg from Creative Insight, and my co-host is Wayne Pratt from Motivate You. Hi, Creative. We are B2B connectors, actually people-to-people connectors. We bring you those interesting business people that can help grow yours. At Creative Insight, we help you awaken your knack to connect with the business communities and networks to leverage your business. Wayne, tell us a bit more about Motivate You, Inc.
Motivate You is a goal-setting and coaching company that helps owner-managers achieve their goals, hopes, and dreams.
Thank you, Wayne. And some more thank yous, by the way. First off, to Carl Richards, the podcast solutions made simple, the podcast expert. Fred Crouch, property wizard, who I'm a co-host on that podcast. Melanie Weber, business partner. And Wayne Pratt from Motivate You, Inc. for sparking these podcasts. And today's guest is Terry Black from Vis-a-Vis. So let me give you a bit of a background about Terry. She's got an award-winning social community services professional background. She's worked in the field of gerontology for 25 plus years. Her education includes an honors in rec and leisure services, training as an LTC rehab assistant through Algonquin College. She's a recipient of the 99 Algonquin Social Community Services Sector Award, trained as a bereavement facilitator, and was a lead volunteer at Ross, Come Dine With Me bereavement program. Previously, Terry worked for Ross for 8 years in recreation and community outreach development. Her experience includes long-term care retirement living, community social services. In February 2014, she accepted a position as a senior living advisor for seniors with Vis-a-Vis. Her passion and compassion when supporting the seniors and their families and in their time of need makes Terry an invaluable resource to those same seniors and families throughout the entire Champlain region. September 2018, Terry accepted a new role within Vis-a-Vis as regional manager for the Ottawa and Gatineau regions. And today's title is Home Sweet Home, Seniors Options. Terry, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Bernie. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me here this morning.
Our pleasure. So, Terry, we plan for our retirement funds. We go through a lot of process in that. We see that. It gets advertised a lot. So, how else do we plan for our sunset years, or do we adequately plan for those years?
Yes, that's a good question, Bernie. And I find that a lot of seniors that I've worked with in the past, you know, you plan for your sunset years, like you're thinking of travel and doing the fun things, but a lot of seniors don't plan for the unexpected coming their way.
Mm-hmm. Wayne, what do you think?
I agree completely. I think that this filled a need I didn't even know was missing until she explained it to me.
So what are the statistics behind this, the aging process in our population right now, Terry?
Well, I know that 10% of the seniors' population move to retirement mm-hmm. home, and 90% prefer to stay in their home.
And so from the Vis-a-Vis perspective, how did this come about that this was recognized as a need in the community?
Well, the founder of the company, Claude Perret in Montreal, he helped his grandparents find a retirement home. And he went through all the processes, all the phone calls, all the visiting until he was able to find the right fit for his grandparents. And then the light bulb came on and he said, you know, so many other seniors and families are struggling with this. What if he was to offer a service that would be able to help and support seniors and families? So that's what he did. And it's funny because a lot of people, you know, laughed at him and said it's never going to go anywhere. But 34 mm-hmm. years later, here we are helping. We've helped over 200,000 seniors in the Quebec and Ontario region.
That is an amazing number. I'm very interested in how you vet a partner. I can just imagine being overwhelmed trying to find the 8 to 10 places that I could go to. Tell me how you've got a partner that meets your criteria and so you can explain it.
Okay. Well, this is really great because we either retirement homes come to us to partner with us or we reach out to retirement homes. All of our retirement homes are certified with the RHRA, which is the Retirement Home Regulatory Authority. And that is a governing body that does yearly annual accreditation. So, you know, you have standards you have to meet. So those are the type of retirement homes we work with. And we have a whole selection of retirement homes. In Ottawa, we have about 50 some retirement homes. And so how we narrow it down for the senior is that we meet with them. This is our process. We get a referral either from the social worker in the hospital or a family member. We have a brief conversation, gather, you know, the limited information. Then we book an appointment to meet the senior and their family in person, because we want to know who we're working with and we want to know who we're working for and get to know them and them to get to know us. And then there becomes a level of trust. And so we meet with them in person, answer all their questions. And during our meeting, we find out their care needs, their budget, and the location of the city where they want to live. So with all that information, we can narrow down to 2 options that fit their needs. We don't have to go see 8 or 10. We narrow down to 2. And we book the tours. We go on the tours with the family and we support them all through the process and even help them in making a decision. And once the decision is made, we assist with signing of the lease. And then even after they move in, within 30 days, we go back and revisit and make sure everything is going well. And they always have the option if ever, ever, ever during their stay that they need our help advocating for them with the retirement home, they're more than welcome to call us. We're there for life.
Excellent, Terry. So, Terry, if someone were to start to help their relative or the person themselves wants to find a home, how much time would it normally take the average person to kind of sort through all this stuff?
Well, this is 137 hours. Can you imagine booking 137 hours of your time? You're working full time, you're taking care of your parents and having to fit this into your schedule. Imagine the stress you are feeling. And that's the whole purpose of our role, is to come alongside you and take that stress and that responsibility away from you and let us do our job and help you find the right fit for your loved one.
So as the process evolves and you take away the stress, what is the time commitment then? Is it just the site visits, the time to meet your folk, meet with the person that wants to relocate, and then that time and then the time to do the tours? How much time would that be in relative terms?
10 to 12 hours.
That's not bad.
So, I mean, it can be done quicker too, because sometimes we do have crisis situations where the hospital needs to discharge quickly. So when I was doing advising myself, you know, I've done one in a day, like start in the morning and move it at the end of the day. So can be done that quick, but you know, we like to not rush people. And so, because it is a big, big move, can you imagine that you go into the hospital, something happens at home, you go into the hospital and then you're told you can't go home because it's not safe for you to live alone anymore. Can you imagine how that feels? And the grief and everything that you're experiencing at once, it's overwhelming.
See, you mentioned a couple of things. So there's a transition from home, hospital, potentially hospital, or it can be from home and then to a retirement facility of sorts. Is it just retirement facilities or is it relocate people to other facilities other than retirement homes?
Well, there are other options. Of course, there's long-term care, which is home and community care support services now. And that's the provincially government program. And we don't tour with those facilities at all, but those types of government facilities are for people who can no longer take care of themselves and need 24/7 care. But we do connect them with home and community care so they can start the process. And it is important to start the process early because there's a 2 to 5 year waiting list sometimes. It's important to start that process definitely as soon as you can.
One question I have in the process of accreditation, I'm interested in the process of unaccreditation, where somebody made promises to you that your members have said they're not keeping. Tell me about the process of getting them off your list.
Well, I mean, if every retirement home that we work with has a contract. And in the contract, you know, it specifies how many days that you have to give notice if you either party wants to terminate the contract. So that's how it works. But, you know, if we're not going to refer our clients to a residence that's not meeting the standards. So that's how that works.
Thank you.
So what can families do to help support their aging loved ones?
Yes. You know, knowing where to go and where to seek help and get your questions answered is very important. And that's a resource that we can be as well. But, you know, there's all kinds of, like I say, I've mentioned already, home and community care for government funded, you know, home care services. But I would suggest, you know, give us a call at Vis-a-Vis because we're here to answer your questions. We're here to support you during this process. That's a starting number to call for sure.
Okay.
Does the client need to provide you so that you minimize the back and forth? What should they come meeting you with?
Yeah, so they should know their budget. What can they afford? We don't go over their financials. You know, that's something they provide to us. So that's what we work around. They should know the area of the city they want to move to or the province, because we are in Ontario as well, like not just Ottawa and Quebec. Also, their care needs, you know, like the family should know specifically what care needs their loved ones are requiring. Like, do they need a one-person assist to get up out of bed, get dressed, help in the shower, that type of thing. Knowing that information is great, but we get all the assessments type of thing, but we also like to know our clients. So, you know, we will ask questions, you know, about their past careers and their children and things like that, just to get to know them. And it's amazing. I was with one of my new advisors the other day visiting a family, and the mother was so like, didn't want anything to do with this. And by the time we left an hour later, she was laughing and she's agreeing to go visit a retirement home. We're going to put services in her home for now to see what if she gets stronger after her illness that happened. And it's just really a nice option for the families. And it's really, even myself, like, it's so rewarding to be able to come alongside families. I mean, you have a passion for seniors and what I do and why I went back to school. And it's just an amazing opportunity to help the seniors and families. And
for the folks that I don't want to go to a retirement home, I think I can still live at home. I'm not running into issues with stairs. I might not need memory care. I might not need, or I might need minimal support, like a patient service worker or nursing. Is it better for them to stay at home? Does Vis-a-Vis help support that as an option for them too?
Of course, you know, let's face it, we all want to stay home as long as possible, right? We don't want to move. Like, no, we don't want to move. So there's little things that you can, you know, if you still want to stay at home, you know, we meet with you, and if that's what you decide to do, that's great. And so we can offer resources to help you stay at home. Like, for example, getting a safety alarm button in case of an emergency, you press and, you know, you have that in service. And there's different resources that we can suggest to you depending on your certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So stay at home or move to retirement. We do it all and we're here to help.
Excellent. Do you find that families also have the idea of mom or dad or the relative staying at home longer?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I just refer back to this family I met. It's totally up to their parents. They're the ones making the decision. And if that's what they decide is to stay home, then let's get some resources in to support that as long as they can stay home safely. And then when they can't, then we look at retirement living options. It's a parent's choice. It's not the children's choice. As long as they can, they're cognitively able to make their own decisions, it's the parent's choice and decision.
I'm interested in the process. You mentioned that and it intrigues me. There are people that are quite stubborn. Do you find that you and sometimes intercede for common sense where the senior clearly needs to go and doesn't want to?
Yes, I've dealt with that personally. And, you know, the reason why they're stubborn is because they don't really understand what it's all about. So, you know, we're here to educate you. We're here to present options. We're here just to say, Let's just go check out a retirement home so you can get the feel for it. Let's stay for lunch so you can, you know, sample the food. You know, it's just all process. And once the senior is ready to make a decision, you know, stay at home, move to retirement. That's their choice, like I said before. And it's funny, I when you mentioned that, I recalled a client I worked with, and the son had called me and said, my mother, she wants nothing to do with it, but I have a friend. He was living in the US and he says, I have a friend who will meet with you and my mom. So I did. And she, just by building that relationship and trust, and we went touring, and she was very independent. And the neat thing is that she moved within 2 weeks because she didn't understand what it was all about. And living in a retirement home where, you know, where there's people, there's socialization, her meals are cooked, her housekeeping's done. She can just go and get up in the morning and do as she pleases and not worry about anything but herself. And it was just amazing to see the transition from, I want nothing to do with it, till, yeah, I'm moving into this place in 2 weeks. So it's just all about educating the seniors and really showing them the different options.
An awkward question, but the cost of care, and I assume it ranges and there are various levels of care and levels of comfort. What should a budget look like to enter into this process on average, if there is an average?
Well, independently with no care, you're probably looking at starting maybe like for a small studio, which is one room with a bathroom. You're probably looking at $2,300 and up. So if you're going into a one bedroom, it's going to be more expensive because it's based on the square footage, the rent. Mm-hmm. Now, with respect to care, of course, it's going to be more expensive, right? But for a studio with on an assisted living floor, whether it be physical assisted living floor or memory care, you're probably looking at about $5,500 plus a month. Yeah.
Is any of that provincially subsidized? No, it's not.
No, but you can't. At the end of the year, you get it's services versus rent. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. you can claim that on your taxes.
Perfect. Yeah, I just learned something new again. That's awesome. Yeah.
We need to adapt what they do over in Quebec. And actually, the government does pay a monthly subsidy to the seniors based on, you know, their age and what their care needs are. They get a monthly pay every week to move to put towards their retirement costs.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you're actually you're saving the healthcare system. Otherwise, there's resistance to move.
One of the thing I was going to ask when you asked about, sorry, I'm going backwards, but
that's all right.
The family should have in place for when we go visit. Yeah. And it's so important to have your powers of attorney in place for finances and for health. Because if something was to happen and you could make the decision for yourself, then they would, you know, those would kick in. So it's very important to have that because otherwise your family won't have a say. And that's not what you want. But be proactive and call us and let's talk, start the conversation so that you can make the decision for yourself while you still can.
Having all the legal paperwork in alignment, so your power of attorney, you know, both for financial, medical, the touch point, and it could be the DNR, do not resuscitate, might come up. And that's a hard one. Another one is the last will and testament. And getting that squared away, right? Yeah. Because if anything I've understood about in the business world is you want to have your legal documents done ahead of time, because in the thick of things, that's not the time to do it. Passions run high or things are moving too fast and you can't make a really good decision.
Yeah. Yeah. So the ones that affect us in like our service is the powers of attorney.
I have an off the wall question. You talk about contracts and you've got retirement homes and you've got care levels of care that they're signing up for. How do you deal with the contract when the client's needs changes to a point where they need to get a different home or at a different level? How do you stay back involved? Does that happen then between just the home and the client? How does that work when the needs change? That's got to affect a contract.
Well, when the needs change for our clients, definitely. If they start off somewhere in an independent building, and they have limited assisted living and something happens, definitely, you know, we stay in touch with the family and the client so that our service is always, you know, we're always there to support them. So then we can look for another option, right? When I was doing advising, when I knew my client, you know, had some illnesses that were maybe going to be progressing, I would always look for a home that would address that, the progression, so that they wouldn't have to move again. So it just depends at what point that we meet the client and what stage they're at.
Thank you.
Because, you know, if you're independent, you don't want, a lot of people don't want to move into a retirement home where there's a lot of care, because that's not, you know, that's not their level, right? So they're more active and involved in things like that. So they want to be more independent as opposed to having any care.
So Terry, it's really interesting to see a business that actually helps people. Not that businesses don't help people, but help people in a comforting way to help them transition from one space to another. Because that transition is going to be difficult. You know, either they don't understand, or there's a lot of, you know, new things to learn. What's the right place? How can I afford it? You know, there's a myriad of things. Is it going to be the right place? You know, can I visit my parents? Or can I visit my relatives? Easy access. And are they going to be happy and content? What are the top three things you want to have people to understand about this transition period?
First of all, I want to stress that it is the senior's decision, especially if they're cognitively able to make the choice. Family may have input, but it's ultimately your parents' decision and choice. Again, have those documents, the power of attorneys in place. And, you know, the third thing would be, you know, to seriously call vis-a-vis, because starting the process and starting to answer the questions that you may have now, and then making a decision possibly now, so that if something was to happen, your family is aware of where you want to move and where you want to live. So I think those are the three things that I would suggest.
And so, Terry, how can folks reach you?
Yes, they can reach me locally at 613-234-3383. Check out our website at visavie.com, visavie.com. Also want to mention that we are hiring senior living advisors. So if this is something that appeals to you, reach out to us as well. And also, wrap it up, Visavie is a 34-year-old company that serves seniors and families. We support them in their search to find the right fit in a retirement home. And our service is free. So call the experts at Vis-a-Vis.
So to reach myself, Bernie Fransgrote, BFRANZGROTE at KREATIVINSIGHT.com. That's creativeinsight.com. Wayne, how can folks reach you?
They can reach me at Wayne, WAYNE, at Motivate. MOTIVE, the number 8.u.ca. Wayne at motivateu.ca.
Thank you for listening to Knack for Business. If you like this content, we have more coming. Like and subscribe. Give us a review. Until next time.